Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf, and also for today's daf is dedicated for Refuah Shleimah for David Meir Ben Mendel. Today's daf is Yuvamas Daf Nun Aleph. We left off on the last two words of Nun Beis at the words Amar Rava. Good morning, Avi, Daniel Abraham, Rav Eliezer Dov, Aryeh, Tzvika, Shlomo David, Chanach Henach, Yishai Yitzchak, and a Refuah Shleimah to Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe, I hope you're feeling okay. You feeling all right, Dr. Joe? Good. Okay, good to hear that. And Yehuda Mordechai. Good morning, Yehuda Mordechai. Here we go. Omar Rava. Now, today's daf is going to require your thinking caps on. Good morning, David Yoshua. Omar Rava. Now, the Gemara is now going to explain the reasoning of Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah had said, Ein get achar get, and Ein mamar achar mamar. However, Tosis points out in the top Tosis, if you give a get to one Yuvama, the mamar to the other Yuvama does do something. If you give a mamar to one Yuvama, the get to the other one does do something. So even though it's Ein get achar get, Ein mamar achar mamar, but Yesh get achar mamar and Yesh mamar achar get. So what's the difference? How come Ein get achar get, and yet, if you give a get to one and a mamar to the other, or a mamar to one and a get to the other, it does work. Meaning, what do you mean it does work? If you give a get achar mamar, so that girl is going to be usher to a kohen. If you give a mamar achar get, so that mamar is going to require a get to that person to get rid of their zika. So how come ain mamar achar mamar, ain get achar get, but yes, get achar mamar, and yes, mamar achar get? So Amar Rav, says Rav, my time in the Rav Gamliel. Why does Rav Gamliel say Ein get achar get and Ein mamar achar mamar if he agrees that Yesh get achar mamar and Yesh mamar achar get? So my time of the Gemara says the Gemara, and this is, we quoted this earlier. So we're going to present a dispute between Rava and Abaye as to what the logic is of Rava is all about. The logic of Rav Gamliel. What's the logic? So Rava says, that's the first opinion, Demisapkole. Rav Gamliel is not sure. He's not sure. Get idachi ilodachi. He's not sure if get really fully gets rid of Zika or doesn't get rid of Zika. Mamar ikani ilokani. And he's not sure if mamar fully acquires her or does not fully acquire her. Get idachi ilodachi. He's not sure if a get pushes away the Zika or it does not push away the Zika. Ikama Dachi, so Basra Maikovit. So if the first get succeeded in pushing away the Zika, then the second get is worthless. Ikama lo dachi, and if the first get did not push away the Zika, then Basra Nami lo dachi, then the second get also doesn't accomplish anything. So it's a suffix. So if the first one did it, the second one's worthless. If the first one's worthless, the second one's also worthless. So either way, and the simile by Mamar. So Mamar, Ikani, Lokani, so Ikama, Kani, if the first Mamar acquired her, Basra, Maikovit, there's nothing left for the second one to do. Vikama, Lokani, if the first one didn't do anything, then the second one didn't do anything either. Vikama, Lokani, Basra, Nami, Lokani. So that's the logic of Rav Gamliel according to Abaye, according to Rava. But Abaye now is going to prove that Rava is wrong. That's what we said earlier. This is one of the machloksin where we actually go like Abaye against Rava. So says the Gemara, Esve Abaye. Abaye is now going to prove that Rava is wrong. Says the Gemara, Esve Abaye. So Abaye asks a question. Wait, but we learned in the Mishnah, I'm going to prove to you this can't be the logic, that he's a suffix, that Rav Gamliel is a suffix, whether get works, whether mama works. That can't be the logic. Esve Abaye. We learned in a brisa. In a brisa we learned, Umod Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel admits, Umod sheyesh get achar mamar. Now, in order to understand today's Gemara, it's going to be important to picture all these cases by different ladies, not by the same ladies. It's going to be much easier to understand the Gemara. So, Umod Rav Gamliel, sheyesh get achar mamar. That if you do a mamar to one, the get to the other works. Meaning that she'll be usher to a kohen, and you'll be usher to all of her relatives, right? Because
So Umodam Rishi Yesh Get Achamama. Umamar Achar Get. And if you give a get to one and mamar to the other one, so that mamar will also mean something in the sense that you'll need a get. You'll have to give that girl a get that you gave a mamar to after the get. Right? When you give a get to one, then a mamar to the second, you got to give a get to that second one again to get rid of the mamar. So he admits to that. Modu gamliel she yesh get ach mamar, umamar achar get. And not only that, v'get achar bia umamar. If you do mamar to one girl, then bia to the second girl, and a get to the third girl, then a get, well, that get is also significant. So, v'get achar bia umamar. And umamar, there's also mamar, achar bia v'get. If you do get to the first one, bia to the second one, mamar to the third one, that mamar also is significant. Because once you gave a get to the first one, so it's usher to do yibum, so the second yibum is now meaningless, from Gamliel agrees. And you still need a chalitza. And therefore, if you do mamar on the third one, it's chal. So from says Abaye, from this brisa, it's clear that your logic, Rava and Rabbi Gamliel, does not work here. From this brisa, it's clear. Rabbi Gamliel admits that bia after mamar is a bia psula, and a get will work after it. And similarly, a bia after a get is considered to be a bia psula, and mamar after it will work. V'im misapka leila Rabbi Gamliel. And if Rabbi Gamliel is not sure whether mamar works or mamar doesn't work, tehevei kibia delechatchila v'tikni, if he's not sure, well then the bia should certainly work. The bia should certainly work. The hatanan, because we learned in our Mishnah, habiyu b'zmanchi b'tchila, if bia is first, ein acharei klum. And if, let's just try to explain this out, and if Rabbi Gamliel is not sure if mamar is considered to be a complete kinyan to acquire the yavama, and if the get works completely to get rid of the zika, he shouldn't have said that the bia after the get and mamar is considered to be a bia psula. Why? Because either side of the suffix you take, so the bia should be completely meaningless. You see, if you say that mama really acquires it totally, so she's totally cunning, so the second bia is nothing. It's zero. If the first mama acquires it totally, so then the bia is meaningless. It's like a bia snus, and therefore, the get after the bia should also be meaningless, because the mama already acquired everything. The bia is meaningless and the mama is meaningless. And so it's like you did it. It shouldn't aser. A get that follows that bia should not aser her relatives. And also by a get. Also we should say, a get completely gets rid of it. So according to that side, to have a kibia de lechatchila, so then mamar in the first position should be the same as bia in the first position. And just like we said, bia in the first position, nothing after it means anything. According to the tzad, that mamar really worked. So then if mamar works, mamish like bia, so then also afterwards everything should be meaningless. So therefore, Abaye proves from this that obviously Rava's logic is wrong. And therefore, Abaye has to come up with different logic for Rav Gamliel, says the Gemara. Ela amar Abaye la'olam pshitalei l'Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel doesn't have any doubts. Rav Gamliel knows exactly what mamar and get does. And listen to what he says mamar and get does. Listen to what he says. He gets you on a technicality. Ela amar Abaye la'olam pshitalei l'Rav Gamliel. Beget didochi. And mamar dekani. Umamar dekani. He knows for sure that get really does push away Zika, and mamar for sure does finish off the Zika. It doesn't push it away, it acquires it. It acquires the Zika. It fully acquires her. Midrabban. Mihu, however,
it doesn't quite work as well. Get does not quite work as well as chalitza, and mamar does not work quite as well as yibum. They both work fully, but they work fully on half of her. What do you mean? Amar Rabbanon, miu. However, Amar Rabbanon, the rabbi said, Ha yuvama, b'chad sad mahani bo get, u'v'chad sad mahani bo mamar. Half of the yuvama is open to get, and half of the yuvama is open to mamar. So, get achar get, lo dachi, d'hadacha le'kama. On the half of her that's open to get, the first get already accomplished. So the second get has nowhere to be chal because it only works on the half of her that the first get already worked on. And umamar achamamar lo kani, dakani le kama. And since mamar, there's only half of her that's open to mamar, so therefore mamar achamamar doesn't work because the same half of her that had the first mamar already has the second mamar is on the same half of her. However, get achar mamar, umamar achar get. However, get after mamar, it's on different halves of her. Because the get works on the rejecting half of her, and the mamar works on the accepting half of her. That's the way the Chachamim were misaking it. And therefore, get achar mamar, umamar achar get, it's not on the same part of her. Hai milsa kadachi, v'hai milsa kakani. So the get that you gave her pushes her away is doche, the chelik of the zika that the rabbi said you could push away. And v'hai milsa and the mamar is makariv her to the half. Basically, the point is, so therefore, if you do a get, so there's still room for mamar to be chal. But if you do a get, there's no more room for get to be chal because the way the rabbis instituted get and mamar is they fully instituted it on half of her. The rabbi said, we can't decree that get's going to fully reject her. So it will fully reject half her. It's not a suffix, but it only works on half of her. And in that way, each one still leaves room for the next one to be chal. So if you do get followed by yibum, followed by mamar, there's still room. If you do mamar followed by yibum, followed by get, there's always room for the next thing to be chal. That's Ram Gamliel's reason. Now what about, but the Chachamim argue Ram Gamliel, the Chachamim say, no. Yesh get achar get. So what's their logic? The Rabbanon who say yesh get achar get. Kol chad v'chad tekin le'Rabbanon get umamar b'chol yivama. So the Chachamim say, yeah, you're right. It's true. But each girl has their own two halves. So if you do get to the first one, you could still do mamar, even a get to the next one, because that side is still open in the next girl. Just because you have one side for open in one girl, but in the next girl, it's still that side is still open. So if I do get to one yuvama, and then a get to the second yuvama, and a get to the third yuvama, they're all going to be chal, because it's the different girls. So the Chachamim say, since it's the different girls, that side of get is still open to the other girl. As opposed to Rav Gamliel said, once you do get to one of them, then that side is closed to all of them. Tiknaso v'rabbanon, kol chad v'chad, each yuvama, takin le'rabbanon, get, umamar b'chol yuvama. So each yuvama still has room for it to be chal. Oh, now the Gemara is going to explain the words of Ram Gamliel and the Braisa, that there is a mamar after a bia and a get. And there is a get after bia and mamar. Oh, I basically already explained it. I already explained it. But Vahai Bia Psula, says the Gemara, this Bia Psula, meaning this Bia in the middle position. If you do Mamar Bia Get, or Get Bia Mamar. Either way, Vahai Bia Psula, Adifa Mi Mamar, Ugrea Mi Mamar. It's both better than Mamar and also not as good as Mamar. It's also worse than Mamar. What do we mean? Adifa mi mamar, the bia is better than mamar in the following. Dilu mamar, achar mamar, loy mahani. Right? If you do mamar after mamar, kundra gamliel, that does not do anything. Because you already did mamar. But vilu bia achar mamar, mahani. But bia after mamar does do something, meaning, because you're going to need a get to get rid of that, to get rid of that bia. If you do mamar after mamar, you don't need a get for the second mamar. But if you do bia after mamar,
So it did work in the sense that you need to divorce that girl now, if they were two different worlds. And ugreami mamar, but it's also less than mamar in the following sense. Bia is also less than mamar in the following sense. Dilu mamar achar haget, kani lekule shiur de get. Mamar after get acquires her fully, in the sense that, therefore, a mamar after it will not mean anything. So if you do get mamar mamar, so the third mamar is meaningless. But v'ilu bia achar get, according to Gamliel. However, bia after the get still leaves room for mamar to be chal. V'ilu bia achar get, lo kanya lekuli shiur deget. It does not acquire everything to get left over. So if you go get bia mamar, that third mamar is still going to acquire something. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, good morning, Jeremy. Sorry I missed you before. Good morning, Mordechai. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kate said, Amar Rabban Gamliel, ain get achar get. In which case did Rabban Gamliel say, ain get achar get? Which case did he say? You have two women that fall right. Two guys are married. Right? One guy's married to two wives. One guy's married to no wives. So the guy who's married to two wives dies. So now two Yavamas fall in front of one Yavam. There's only one brother. There's one brother and two women. Vinasan, get lazu, v'get lazu. Right? You gave a get to one of them, get to the other one. Rabban Gamliel says the second get is meaningless. Rabban Gamliel Omer Choleitz L'Rishona. Rabban Gamliel says, give the chalitza to the first girl you did the get to. Why? Because the second get is meaningless, according to Rabban Gamliel. So she's going to be mutter marikon. So if you got to give one chalitza, give it to the first girl, because she's already awesome anyway, because her get was a good get. You may as well give her the chalitza also, so you're not disqualifying more women to the kohen. And not only that, another reason is better give the chalitza to the first girl, because the get to the second girl, you're mutter to marry the second girl's relatives, because that get was meaningless. If you give a chalitza now to the second girl, you're going to be usher to marry her relatives. V'usher b'krovos seha, and you're usher to the krovos of the first one. Umutter b'krovos shni, even though you gave a get to the second girl, you're mutter to marry her relatives, because Rabbi Gamliel said, ain get achar get. The second get is meaningless. V'chachamim omrim, no sin get lezu v'get lezu. Asa b'krovos shtein. V'chalitza l'achas men. You give a chalitza to either one. According to Chachamim, both getting worked. According to Chachamim, so you can give chalitza to whoever you want it. V'chein ha'ta omer b'shnei yivamim v'yivam achas. The same halacha would apply by two brothers and one girl. Same story. Kudzrom Gamliel, the first get is a get and the second get is meaningless. Right? Same exact story. And the Braisa continues to explain. Kate said, Amar Gamaliel, ain mamar achar mamar. In what case did Gamaliel say that there's no mamar after mamar? Shtei yivamos shenafu lufnei yavam echad, two girls that fall in front of one brother. V'asa mamar bizu. Umamar bizu. You did mamar to the first one, and mamar to the second one. Rabban Gamliel knows in get l'rishona v'choleitzla, give a get to the first one and do chalitza. V'asa b'krovasav, mutter b'krovashni. Rabban Gamliel says the second mamar was totally meaningless, and therefore your mutter in the relatives of the second one. Chachamim omrim, knows in get l'shteyem, v'asa b'krovashteyem, v'chalitza l'achsman. Chachamim say both mamars did something, and therefore you got to give a get to both of them, and you're usher in the relatives of both of them. And you can give a chalitza to whoever one you want. Same thing would apply to two brothers and one wife. So it's either one brother and two wives, two brothers and one wife. It's all the same ball game. Amar mar. So we learned previously, no saying get lezu v'get lezu. Rabban Gamliel omer chortz l'rishon v'asa b'krovaseh. Umutter b'krovos shnia. Lema teve tiyufta d'shmuel. Maybe this is maybe this brisa should be a question against Shmuel. De amar Shmuel. Because Shmuel said earlier that if a Yavam, that two Yavamos falls in front of him and he gives one of them a get, Chalatz lebalas haget, loy nifterat zara. Shmuel said if you do Chalitza only to the one who got a get, that does not work on the co-wife. Why? Because it's a Chalitza psula. Because basically, since there was a get given to this girl beforehand, so now you can't do Yibam on this girl. And we learned before that if you can't do Yibam, then the Chalitza is not a good Chalitza either. So Shmuel said if you do Chalitza to one of them, it doesn't work for the other one. But here in the Brisa you're seeing, if you give a get to both of them, and you did a Chalitza to one of them, it does work on the other one. So it's a question against Shmuel. So Rav Gamliel shouldn't have said do Chalitza to the first one. She's the real Grusha. The second one is not a real Grusha. And a Chalitza to the second one should have been better. Because Shmuel said a Chalitza to the bad one is a bad Chalitza, but this other girl is totally open. Do Chalitza to the open one. Answers the Gemara, Amalak Shmuel, no. Shmuel will say, Ki Amri Ana. When did I say that a Chalitza to a Yavama that had a bad Zika, it doesn't work to the other one? Aliba demand Amar Yesh Zika. That's according to the opinion that holds Yesh Zika. That Rashi says Yesh Zika Chazaka. That's according to the opinion that holds that there's a Zika Chazaka. According to his opinion, the Zika of the Yavama is considered as if they're married. Since the Yavama, since Yesh Zika, so it's mamish as if they're married. So I hold that a chalitza psula doesn't work. V'Ram Gamliel savar ein zika. So don't ask me kashas of Ram Gamliel. So Ram Gamliel holds ein zika, and therefore there's no difference whether you do the chalitza to the first girl or to the second girl. There's no zika anyway. There's no difference between a yavama who's ru'uya li'ibum and a yavama who's ain't a ru'uya li'ibum. And therefore, the chalitza of one exempts the other. Says the Gemara, wait a second. If you're going to tell me that according to Shmuel, Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika, must be, so the Gemara thinks at this point, that the chachamim who argue, they're going to hold yesh zika. Umidu Rabbi Gamliel savar ein zika. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Gamliel holds ein zika, Rabbanan savri yesh zika, must be the chachamim who argue on him. If Ram Gamliel's whole sheet is based on the premise of Ein Zika, it would seem logically sense to say that Chachamim who argue in Ram Gamliel, and they say Yesh get achar get, it's because they hold Yesh Zika. Not only do they argue about Yesh get achar get and Mamar achar mamar, they also argue about Zika, that they hold Yesh Zika. Yet, Uketani Seifa, nevertheless, in the Sefer of the Brisa, it says, V'chein ata omer, the same machlokas that they argue about two yavamos and one brother, b'shnei yavamin v'yavama achas, if there are two girls and one brother, same machlokas, two brothers, v'chein ata omer, b'shnei yavamin, two brothers, v'yavama achas. So just like when there's one brother who gives a get to two yavamas, one chalitza works to both of them, according to Chachamim. So to two brothers, if each of them gave a get to the one girl, one chalitza should work, even though it's a chalitza psula. And even though the Chachamim hold yesh zika. So from here then, leimatevi tiyufta, there should be a question, de rabba barav huna marav, there should be a question against rabba barav huna marav, de amma rabba barav huna marav, chalitza psula. Rabba Barav Huna said name of Rav. If you do a chalitza psula, namely a chalitza after a get or mamar, so that kind of chalitza psula does not exempt the yavama only from that yavam. But sricha lachzar al kol ha'achin, a chalitza psula, all the other brothers also have to give a chalitza, he said. So this b'raisa is against it. Here you're seeing
that one brother gives a chalitza, even though it's a chalitza psula, if one brother gives a chalitza, it exempts all the other brothers. Amalach Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, no. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says, no, don't ask you from the words of the Chachamim, because he will tell you, no, Bein L'Rab Gamliel, Bein L'Rab Ranan Savri, Ein Zika. He'll hold that no, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbanan both hold Ein Zika. There's no machlokas, and therefore, once you say Ein Zika, one chalitza psula works to get rid of both of them, because there's no Zika anyway. Bein Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbanan Savri, Ein Zika. V'hacha, beget achar get, umam rachamam kamifli. They're only arguing about get achar get, mam rachamam, they're not arguing about Zika. They both agree Ein Zika, and therefore, they both agree that a chalitza psula, even a chalitza psula, works to get rid of the Zika from both of them, whatever. So it's Ein Zika chashuva. Right? Zika is not such a big deal, so therefore one chalitza will get rid of both Zikas, even after a get, even if the chalitza comes after a get, or the chalitza comes after a mamar. Okay, let's continue and finish up this daf. And we're glad that this daf will soon be finished. Here we go, says the Gemara. Now, we said according to Gamliel that a mamar done by two different yivamos, you have to do chalitza to the first one and divorce her. Sounds like you can't do yibam to the first one. Right? If you give a mamar to one girl and then a mamar to the second girl, you can't do yibam to the first one. You got to do chalitza to the first one. It sounds like you can't do yibam to her. The Gemara is not going to explain why that is. And let me explain to you why that is that you can't do yibam to her. Because once you did mamar to the second one, so now doing yibam to the first one, that's marrying two women. That's being mekayim shnei batim. You can't do that. Amar, we said in the Braisa, asa mamar bezu, umamar bezu, Rav Gamliel omer, nosin get l'rishona, v'chol etzla, v'asa b'krovaseh, umutu b'krovashniah. Michti, let us see. Kasam Gamliel, ein mamar achar mamar. Wait, Rav Gamliel holds the second mamar was meaningless. Well, if the second mamar is meaningless, why can't you do yibam to the first girl? Michti, kasam Gamliel, ein mamar achar mamar. Rishona nami tisyabim. So if the second mamar was meaningless, Gunter Gamliel, so the second girl you did nothing to. So if you did mamar to the first one and mamar to the second one, why do you have to do chalitza to the first one? Why can't you do yibam to the first one? The second mamar was meaningless. Rishona nami tisyabim answers the Gemara, gizera dilma asi liyibume lishnia. Nah, we're afraid if we let you do yibam to the first one, if you did mamar to the first one and mamar to the second one, we're afraid if you let you do yibam to the first one, a guy might come also to do yibam to the second one. And that you absolutely cannot do, because that's building two houses. That's bonus shnei batim. Because the first mamar worked, so you can't do yibam to the second one. That's for sure, you can't do yibam to the second one, because you're not allowed to marry both yivamos. It's an iser lav. Oh, okay. Last point of the day. Here we go. Says the Gemara in the last point of the day, Rabbi Yochanan now counts five Tanaim who all hold that Mamar is a full-fledged Kenyan. Five Tanaim, now again, it's not full-fledged, but it's fuller-fledged than the other Tanaim hold. So let's see. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, as opposed to Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel said, ain't get achar get, ain't mamar achar mamar. So the first mamar is a full kinyan, right? We just said that. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel, u'beishamai, we had Beishamai already saying that mamar is kone kinyan gomer. For Rabbi Shimon, u'ben azai, for Rabbi Nechemia, kulu svilu mamar kone kinyan gomer. Meaning, it's not a full kinyan, Rashi says it means a kinyan chashuv. That mamar is actually a real kinyan chashuv. That's what Rashi says on the words kinyan gamar, right? Right? He says kinyan chashuv. Kulus filu mamar kone kinyan gamar. Rav Gamliel had amaron. So Rav Gamliel, we just said his opinion. He says ein mamar acha mamar, because The first mamar was already koned everything that it could do, so the second mamar is meaningless. Beis Shammai Disnan, we also had Beis Shammai earlier. Beis Shammai Disnan in the Mishnah earlier. Shloisha Achin, we're gonna hope for those earlier days of this Mishnah. This looks like easy. The previous Mishnah looks like easy stuff now. Beis Shammai Disnan. Shloisha Achin, three brothers. Shnayim Mehen Nesu'un L'Shnei Achayos. Two of the brothers are married to two sisters. The Echad Mufna. Levi is married to nobody. Meis Echad Mibal Achayos. Reuven is married to Rachel. He dies. V'asa ba Mufna Mamar. Levi does Mamar to Rachel. V'achach Meis Achav Asheni. Shimon dies. And now Leah, Rachel's sister, who Levi had done Mamar to, so Rachel's sister, Leah, now falls in front of Levi. So the sister of the girl who he did Mamar to now falls in front of him for Yibum. And now Shimon dies. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ishto Imo. V'halazu Teitzei, Mishom Achos Isha. Beis Shammai says, the Mamar that he did to Rachel was a full Kenyan. So now this second girl can go scot-free with nothing. It's your wife's sister, so she's scot-free. She doesn't need anything. That's an example of Beis Shammai holding that Mamar accomplishes a very, very strong kinyan, so much so that the other girl goes scot-free with nothing because it's your Mamar's sister. Why you give me that look, Daniel? Rabbi Shimon, wait a minute, Rabbi Shimon, Desanya. This is a Mishnah later on Saturday of Yavam Beis. It's about a 9-year-old Yavam. So the Mishnah says a 9-year-old Yavam who has relations with his Yavama, and then his brother, a 9-year-old, they were twins, and his brother also has relations with the Yavama. So the Bia of a 9-year-old is considered a legit Bia, but since he's a Katan, he does not acquire her Midoraisa. So the Chachamim hold. So this Yavama is considered like two brothers did Mamar. So it works midrabanan. So it's like two brothers did Mamar. So therefore the Chachamim say in our Mishnah, Yesh Mamar Acha Mamar. So she's also in both of them. Because each guy's Mamar is ma'akev on the brother to do Yibam when he gets older. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, the bia of a 9-year-old is a suffix. And therefore, the first one can do yibum. Amalu Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim. The man of shach, we should be matir this girl to the first brother. Im bias rishon bia. If the first one is a bia, bias sheni ain't a bia. The second one is meaningless. Im bias rishon ain't a bia. If the first one's bia didn't work, bias sheni nami ain't a bia. The second one also did nothing. So either way, the first one can do yibum. So habias ben teisha. So says the Gemara. Habias ben teisha kimamar shav yirabana. It's like mamar. V'kamar Rabbi Shimon ain't a bia. And Rabbi Shimon says this: if the first one works, the second one is nothing. So you see that mamar acquires her fully. Ben Azai is the fifth and the fourth opinion. Ben Azai desanya. We learned in a brisa about mamar acha mamar. Benazai Omer Yesh Mamar Acha Mamar B'Shnei Yivam and V'Yivam Achas. Benazai says, if you have two brothers and one girl, Yesh Mamar Acha Mamar. Ve'ein Mamar Acha Mamar B'Shnei Yivam and V'Yivam Achas. But he says, there is no Mamar Acha Mamar by two girls and one Yavam. Ah. So, you see, the first Mamar acquires her totally. If you have two girls, so the first one acquires her totally. So you see, Mamar's coded.
Any significance to the 9-year-old versus just the katan? Why 9? Why?
Yeah. Because if he's 7, the bia is 0. You need to be 9 at least for the bia to be called the bia. Once you hit 9, the bia is a legit bia, so at least it works midrabanan. If it's a 7-year-old, it's 0. It's completely meaningless. The maisa bia is not considered a legit maisa bia by a 7-year-old. It's 0. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that. Rabbi Nechemya, the fifth and final pshat, and then we'll call it a day. Rabbi Nechemya, disnam, we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, achas be'ila v'achas chalitza. Whether you do bia or chalitza, There's no difference. Bein betchila, bein beemtza, bein besof, ein achareha klum. Right? So, whether you did the bia first, or between a get and a mamar, or after a get and a mamar, so the bia works. So if you do a mamar after this bia, it's meaningless. V'ha bia psula, but a bia that's done after mamar, since the get weakens the zika, dekamamar shav yur rabbanan, the rabbis made it like a mamar, uktani, ein acharei klum. This bia psula is like a mamar, and yet we say, after this bia, nothing works. So you see, it's just like a mamar, and mamar also does the full kinyan. However, mamar would work after mamar. I'm sorry. Again, this is the last line again. But bia psula, since it got weakened, this bia got weakened, and kimamar shivur rabbanan, they made it like it works like mamar, and therefore you need a chalitza, right? Uktani ein acharei klum, mamar won't work after it. And if mamar would work after mamar, so even after bia psula, mamar should work. So it must be that mamar has the full, has the sereb. Nechemiah also holds that mamar fully acquires her just as much as the bia would acquire. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow is another day, Rav Osei. Tomorrow is another day. Feel good, Dr. Joe. Feel good.
I'll be away for the next 2 days.
You'll be away?
Yeah.
Where you going?
Dallas.
What do you do?
Sell energy.
Oh, that's right. Okay, go sell energy in Dallas. Dallas is a good place to sell energy.
Yeah, it's, we have a office. I'm going for training.
Okay. Training in what?
Different products that we sell.
Okay. Slacha Rabba. Safe trip. We'll miss you.
I'll try to
school on Zoom. Okay. You tell me once, who do you work for?
I used to work for Sokos.
Oh, right.
And they sold, so now I work for the company that bought
it. Right, okay. Morning.